Washington, now might be the right time for Evers to fight for these proposals and fight for Wisconsinites in any way he can.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Badgers led by as many as 13. It's just a five-point lead now, 40-35, as we get ready for the second half. And before we get going with it, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Penn State scored the final 8 points of the half, 40-35. Wisconsin leading.
The pros, nobody cares about the stats right now. Congratulations. Congratulations. You looked at me when I said, hey, you got to go. He looked at me like, Dave, he looked at me like, what are you talking about, Butch? There's no way. What in the world are you doing? I mean, so you got me with a pie. I'm going to get you with the class of 2025 UW Athletics Hall of Fame. How about that?
Yeah, I scored no points, had no rebounds, no assists, no tackles, no rushing yardage. So, you guys hold a secret pretty well. That was one of the more awkward. Thank you. One awkward, humbling, very honored, but very humbled more than anything.
Well deserved. Well deserved. You're in the ears of every Badger fan, and you've been there for every moment of it, and it's been so fun to sit here for these 2 years next to you. And as much as you are great at this, you're a better person. And that's what I love about it. People get to know you, understand.
You know what the cool part is? When you covered you, we called your games as a player, and we become such good friends here. We might as well do this for another, while. Anyway,
that's for sure.
Right. Second half underway as Penn State moving to our left. Zach Hicks up top tries a three, and it's a 2-point game. Zach Hicks with a triple, and it's 40-38 Wisconsin opening minute of the second half. Here's Blackwell, feeds Tanjay, fakes the three, takes it off the wing, now stops mid-post left, finds Crow, and he'll let fly a three, and that's off the rim, no good. The rebound to Yannick Kona-Niederhauser. And here comes Penn State, can tie it or take the lead, and here's Dillion trying to give him the lead, but missed a three shot short of the right side. Tanjay weaving to the front court, left of the lane, one pump low on the left, shot sent back on the rejection into the hands of Ace Baldwin. He'll bounce to Dillion off the right wing, feeds Hicks, he'll throw to Dunn, left corner three is around and out, no good. The rebound to Nolan Winter. 40-38 Wisconsin, a minute into the second half. Here's Blackwell, left lane line shot blocked by Kona-Niederhauser. We mentioned he and Nate Biddle, the shot blocking leaders in the Big Ten.
Well, and what happens right now is Wisconsin defensively, when Penn State's scoring, they're pressing. And we're seeing a little bit of them being cautious on what they're doing. Mm-hmm.
Here's Steven Crow backing on Kona-Niederhauser. One pump now, ducks in, up, got it. It counts at a foul. Good work inside Steven Crow. He has 11 and a chance to make it 12. A much needed bucket here for Wisconsin as Penn State's run stopped at 11 from the end of the first half to the beginning of the second.
And I think, like you said, you've talked about the 11-0 run. The reason it happened, though, is defensively, Wisconsin's just getting too much space, and then all of a sudden it allows them to set their defense, and then offensively, Wisconsin isn't running what they want to run.
43-38 Wisconsin. Ace Baldwin right side looped it into Kona-Niederhauser low on the left, and he sends it down. Two-hand dunk from the seven-footer. 43-40 Wisconsin's lead. Back down the three. Tanjay high on the left. Takes it between the circles, throws to Crow, left foul line extended. Steven, a handoff to McGee, curls around the crowd screen, goes through the lane, gives it to Blackwell. John off the right wing, going down was Baldwin, nothing called, and the bucket is good for Blackwell. Trying to sell that offensive foul, no sale, 45-40 Wisconsin. Not quite 2 minutes gone by, second half. Dunn throwing to Hicks between the circles. Zach Hicks hands off to Baldwin, outside right. Baldwin loops it inside, Niederhauser catches and dunks again. 45-42, Wisconsin. 2:10 gone by, second half.
against the zone. The ball's got to move. Right now, dribbling a little too much. Move it with the pass. There you go.
Here's Tanjay. Flips a three left side. That's way too strong over everything as DeMarco Dunn gets the rebound. Dunn up the right sideline to the front court for Penn State. Left-hand dribble. Stops left elbow. Scoops it to Ace Baldwin. Fakes the three. Puts it on the deck. Kicks it out to Dillion. He'll try a three. It's good. And this game is tied at 45. 2:40 gone by second half. Here's Nolan Winter throwing to Blackwell high on the right. Feeds Winter. Rotates to Tanjay on the left wing. A toss into Crowell. Inside feed. Blackwell catches low on the left through two defenders. Up, knocked away into the hands of Ace Baldwin. Knocked away from behind by McGee. Picked up by Blackwell. Bounces to Kamari. Fakes the three and a good decision. Now Blackwell in the lane goes to the rim. High off the glass. No good. Rebound. Winter slam dunk.
But it all started by the good decision that you said. Kamari brings that out. One more pass. John attacks. The help side's there. Wide open for the missed rebound. For Nolan Winter.
47-45, Wisconsin, and a foul is called on Kamari McGee, getting in too tight on Ace Baldwin. That's two on McGee. Carter Gilmore will come in for Nolan Winter. Jack Janicki set to come back in as McGee will sit down.
Nolan Winter's walking off, head down. Looks like he got hit the last possession after that dunk defensively.
Brent Newhart, the athletic trainer, is going to take a look at him. That's a right arm, maybe right shoulder for Nolan Winter. Here's Baldwin in the lane, throws it up. Good over Janicki. It counts in a foul, and they're going to get this on Janicki. The game is tied at 47. And while that's going on, Nolan Winter is heading back to the locker room area with the athletic trainer, Brent Newhart.
He did not look good walking off.
Ace Baldwin, in the meantime, has tied the game. We're tied at 47. 16:34 remaining. The free throw is good for Baldwin, and Penn State has the lead, 48-47.
That's that token 2-2-1 trap that they've got that falls back into the zone. The ball's got to move.
Steven Crowell, right of the lane, turns baseline against Conan Niederhauser. Inside feed, Tanjay missed the dunk low on the right. It comes down to Penn State. Freddie DeLeon on the move down the lane to the rim. The layup, no good. Rebound, followed dunk, no good from Conan Niederhauser. Here's Tanjay the other way. He scoops it to Gilmore, feeding Janicki between the circles. Flips to Crowell, throws to Blackwell. Whistle, block is called. That was DeMarco Dunn over there for Penn State. That'll be his first foul. 16:01 remaining, 48-47, Penn State leading Wisconsin.
And even though it's a different defense than what you've seen, the ball movement is going to be able to fix this. They just have to do it.
Blackwell inbounds to Steven Crowell, left of the lane. Crowell against Conan Niederhauser, knocked away from behind, stolen by Ace Baldwin. Three on two, Baldwin a pull-up three. It's short, no good. Rebound Janicki for Wisconsin. Badgers dodging one there. 15:45 to play. Wisconsin down one. Janicki left of the circle. It's pass intended for Kraus. Stolen away. Another pilfer for Baldwin. Up the floor is Ace Baldwin. Feeds Hicks. He'll try a three left side. Good. Zach Hicks for three. 51-47 Penn State with 15 and a half minutes remaining.
This is a little bit of a feel from the Oregon game. What did they learn from that?
Yeah.
Right? It's going south. Bad turnovers you haven't seen.
Crowell finds Gilmore in the lane, throws it up, missed, but a foul. As the Badgers have become turnover prone here, both teams with nine miscues will take a break at the under 16 media timeout. Menards is a proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics and reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards. 15:20 remaining, Penn State 51, Wisconsin 47. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Join the Wisconsin Department of Corrections and make a positive impact on lives across the state. Enjoy an excellent state benefits package and a nationally ranked pension program. The Wisconsin DOC is hiring probation and parole agents with a starting pay of $22 per hour plus scheduled increases, a Monday through Friday schedule, and advancement opportunities. To learn more and to apply, go to wisc.jobs. That's WISC.jobs.
Judge Brad Schimmel is an anti-choice politician whose positions are too extreme for Wisconsin women. He supports a pre-Civil War law that bans abortion. But don't take our word for it. Hear it in his own words.
1849, ban on abortions. Which, by the way, what is flawed about that bill?
The 1849 abortion ban provides no exceptions for rape or incest.
What is flawed about that bill?
The 1849 law criminalizes doctors and their patients.
What is flawed about that bill?
Brad Schimmel supports an 1849 law to ban abortion with no exceptions. Tell Brad Schimmel, extreme politics don't belong on Wisconsin Supreme Court. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
Wisconsin basketball brought to you by Rail Transport, offering exceptional transportation services, truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs. 15-20 remaining in Madison. Penn State 51, Wisconsin 47. The Nittany Lions have jumped on the Badgers at the end of the first half, and that's carried over to the start of the second half.
And it's really been just that 2-2-1 press that's slowed down and junked up Wisconsin's offense enough.
Carter Gilmore at the free throw line shooting two. He knocks down the first. His first point of the game. He had 8 on Wednesday. He went 6 of 6 at the foul line up at Minnesota. Second free throw straight through for Gilly. 51-49.
We've talked about it. Penn State's been in tight games his entire year. So nothing new to them. Now they haven't closed out a lot of them.
Lost 8 out of 9, decided by 6 points or less. They lead by 2 right now, and a foul right of the lane. DJ Carstensen getting Kamari McGee for the contact. That's 3 on McGee.
And there was 50. there was just enough of a screen there to get Kamari out of position.
East Baldwin, baseline, right will inbound. Puts it into Zach Kern. Or excuse me, Zach Hicks, beg your pardon, outside right. Flips it to Baldwin, inside feed, deflected by Kraukonen, and Niederhauser saves to Dunn. Swoops off the left wing, feeds Freddie DeLeon. Spin move, fadeaway, foul line, jump, short, rebound. Gilmore for Wisconsin. 51-49 Penn State with 14:50 remaining. John Blackwell bounces to Crow, mid-post left. Single coverage, Konen Niederhauser backing his Crow. Left shoulder turn, pirouettes, goes up right hand, good, and we're tied. Oh, the footwork of the big fella.
I love it.
Tied at 51. Here's Ace Baldwin. Edging on the screen is Crow. Baldwin is off to DeLeon. Off the screen, Niederhauser. Screen and roll. Niederhauser missed the dunk. Got the rebound. Gets it out to DeMarco Dunn. Drives the lane. Pushed it up and in. Stayed with it. And it's now 53-51 Penn State. 14:10 remaining. Blackwell throwing to McGee on the left side. Kamari drifting up top, sends to Gilmore. Gets it to Crow, right elbow. Crow a couple of dribbles to his right, hands off to Tanjay, shadowed by Hicks. Feeds Crow, right side, 3 on the way. Off the rim, no good, long rebound. McGee runs it down to the midcourt logo. Throwing to Blackwell, he'll try a 3. In and out, no good. Konen Niederhauser the rebound. The Badgers, after a red-hot start from distance, have cooled down dramatically. Now 7 of 21. Remember, they started 6 out of 7. 53-51 Penn State with 13.5 minutes to play. Ace Baldwin left of the lane, lost his balance on the floor, needs a timeout, and he will get it. It's Penn State in a tough spot there as Baldwin lost his footing, but a timeout taken. This will be a full timeout. Wisconsin basketball brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, the healthcare team for the Badgers, and proud sponsors of UW Athletics. And the Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober, zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. 13:28 remaining, Penn State 53, Wisconsin 51. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Need reliable waste and recycling services? Choose LRS. Driven by service and dedicated to sustainability, we're your partner in efficient waste management. Need more? We also offer convenient dumpster rentals and clean portable restrooms for any event or project. Trust LRS for all your waste needs. Visit LRSRecycles.com to sign up for service. That's LRSRecycles.com.
Jackson Hewitt wants you to save money on tax prep. We're saving money by having our intern rap in this commercial.
Don't stress. Jackson Hewitt's got expert tax prep, $149 or less. Yo, some tax guys lie about price. What? They got hidden fees. That ain't nice.
Ain't nice.
Don't ignore MC Kevin's rhyme, because this deal's for a limited time. $149.
For tax prep that's $149 or less, hurry into Jackson Hewitt today.
No cap.
Limited time offer for new clients on federal returns. Participating locations only. Terms at jacksonhewitt.com/149.
Thanks for listening to this Civic Media Station. You're one of thousands of people tuned in right now, whether on the radio, the app, the podcast, or stream. Audio is the number one source of information and entertainment among adults in the U.S. If you own a business or you're in charge of growing a business, this is a key fact, and you should know how it can work for you. That's where we come in. At Civic Media, our local radio stations influence local people, the same people who shop and buy at your place. Now we also reach those same customers wherever they are in the digital world as well. From podcasts to streaming to apps, laptops, and smartphones, our digital advertising capabilities ensure that we deliver the right message to the right people at the right time. And with our state-of-the-art measurement systems, we can prove it. Schedule a short meeting to learn how we can partner locally to help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us. Click on sponsorship. You'll hear back within 24 hours.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matinee on Air.
28 remaining, Penn State 53, Wisconsin 51. Nolan Winter back in the bench area, but that right shoulder got done some work on it, but he has the look of someone who may very well get back into the game. Remains on the bench right now. Here's Baldwin trying to three, left corner, missed it, and the rebound to Xavier Amos. He'll give off to Cameron Hunter back in there for Wisconsin. Saw him a bit in the first half. Hunter working off screens from Amos and Gilmore. Outside right. Cameron. Actually pins back in there for Penn State. And now Blackwell on the left side gets fouled by Dominic Stewart. That'll be his first. And the fourth team foul on Penn State. So keep that number in mind. You need those fouls to rack up here. Still 13:09 to play. Tanjay, sideline left, will inbound it. Gets it into Hunter. He'll throw to Gilmore, feeds Amos high in the right. Xavier Amos whips it to Hunter at the free throw line. Cameron in the paint, one pump, goes up off the glass and rim, no good. Zach kicks the rebound for Penn State. Outlet to Nick Kern, right sideline of the front court, feeding Hicks. Gives off to Stewart, high on the left. He'll toss to Kern, outside right. Gives to Baldwin, top of the circle. Throwing out to Stewart, baseline right. Now he is doubled by Amos and Blackwell, trapped in a corner, and a five-second call. They got the freshman in a tough spot, and the Nittany Lions turn it over.
Now, offensively for Wisconsin, good job defense. Offensively, my question was, who's going to work the high post? That last possession, it was Cam Hunter. Now you see Nolan Winter coming back in here. But I still think it gets this zone, because even though that's a turnover, it's not, Wisconsin's not coming down. You're going to see this zone for Penn State. Who's going to work that high post? Because that's where the ball needs to touch, and that's where he sprayed out for three.
Winter in there for Gilmore. 12 and a half minutes to play. 53-51 Penn State. As Hunter surveys that zone, drifting off to the left, gives off to Tanjay near the left sideline. Back out to Hunter. As the Badgers get organized offensively, Hunter off the Winter screen to throw to Amos. Eight to shoot. Hunter feeds X, top of the arc. Right lane line out to Tanjay, four to shoot. Tanjay top of the circle. He's with Baldwin, a step back deep three. Off the rim, no good. The rebound ends up Penn State.
It's just not a good offensive possession.
Here comes Nick Kern to the front court. Well, the Penn State Nittany Lions, and a foul called on Cameron Hunter, and that'll get us to the under 12 media timeout. Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells, the best place for grown-up entertainment, games, and fun times. Your odds are better here. We'll step away with 11:54 remaining. Penn State 53, Wisconsin 51. Back in a moment. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Hey, Badger fans. Basketball season is here, and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the courtside celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin basketball games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
Hey, Badger fans. You want your family to be warm and comfortable during the brutal Wisconsin winters, right? That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryant Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryant systems. And ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Right now, Kohl's is giving away millions in instant Kohl's Cash in stores for free. Yep, that's right, because the Kohl's Cash Ultimate Giveaway is back. Hurry in to claim yours while supplies last. Plus, you can score 3 days of deals in store and online this weekend. So don't miss out. Head to your nearest Kohl's this Friday through Sunday before it's too late. Kohl's Cash Giveaway valid in store only. Redeemable only that day. Some exclusions apply. Not valid on Sephora at Kohl's while supplies last. Ends March 9th. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
For comprehensive coverage, college basketball, tune to SiriusXM Big Ten Radio Channel 372 in the car and on the all-new SiriusXM app. Get a free trial at SiriusXM.com/Big Ten Radio 2025. 11 minutes and 54 seconds remaining. Penn State 53, Wisconsin 51.
Yeah, and last possession I said offensively for Wisconsin, just not a good possession. And why wasn't it a good possession? At no point was there a paint touch. And I said, high post, who's going to work that? There wasn't really any player floating around in that high post area. The ball just was moved around the perimeter. There was a quick drive, but it didn't get into the paint. And when you do that against the zone, now all of a sudden you're going to have your shot clock running down. You're going to take a deep three. What do they end with? A deep John Tanjay three.
Kamari McGee in there with Amos Tanjay, Blackwell, and Nolan Winter. Inbounds pass to Enza. Right of the circle, feeds Stewart, stops right elbow, throws to Kern with a shot fake, top of the arc. Amos defends. Kern rocks the dribble, drives, spins, up right hand, good. Good work for Kern. He has 10, 55-51 Penn State, 11:38 remaining. It's Tanjay for Wisconsin. 9 points, Tanjay 2 of 10 from the field. A throw to Winter, out to McGee. Feeds Amos, left corner three, off the rim, no good. And the rebound to Enza of Penn State. The Badgers ice cold from distance. Here's Kern barreling down the lane, scoops it up over Winter for two more. And it's a six-point lead.
Coming here real quick.
Here's McGee off the right wing, was driving, and play was stopped. I think Greg got a timeout.
Greg wanted a timeout, you could tell. And Kamari was going. I know what Kamari was looking at there. But I love that timeout by Greg. Offensively, you're not getting what you want. Defensively, it's leading to a 6-0 run here. Take the timeout, regroup.
This is a 30. We'll keep it here with 11 minutes and 12 seconds remaining.
And the reason I'm so animate about it, I love this. This has the same feel of that Oregon game, right?
Yeah,
and
it does.
Greg didn't, I thought there was a situation where, like, as a head coach, you get that feel too.
Right.
Even though Kamari might have got to the basket, might have scored, like, or it could have been a foul. No. Reset,
regroup.
Boys. Like, regroup here. That one basket does not fix what's going on in the defensive end.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, both teams have two timeouts available here. 57-51 Penn State. The Nittany Lions are shooting better than 52% for the field. 8 of 15 from three. The Badgers now just 7 of 23 from the arc and 38% overall.
And 0 of 6 in the second half.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just, I mean, when you look at this, that's what this is right now. So part of it's you're not making shots. Part of it defensively, though, you got to tighten up now.
Yeah.
I mean,
Kamari McGee, baseline rival inbound. McGee looks and got to get it in. He'll loop it into Crowell. Ends the defense. Crowell at the right point. Hands off to Blackwell. John with 20 on the shot clock. Gilmore turns it. McGee left corner three. Off the rim. No good. Rebound tipped in the air. Janicki had it. Lost it. Out of bounds to Penn State.
0-7 for three.
Well, they are firing blanks. And as hot as they were to start the game from distance, they are now the polar opposite.
And I'm still fine with the looks. But what haven't we seen? we have not seen paint touches. Mm-hmm. They've gotten away from that. I'm not saying the threes are bad, but it's okay to get the paint, get a touch of it.
Nervous crowd here at the Kohl Center. Javon Carter on the floor for Penn State. Throwing to Kern. Whipped it inside. Kona Niederhauser couldn't control it. Off his hands, off the glass. Here's Blackwell gathering for Wisconsin. Pushes to the front court with 10:43 to play. Blackwell into Gilmore. Low on the right. Layup good. Nicely done. Gilmore wide open inside. 57-53 Penn State. See if that gets the crowd going. 10.5 minutes remaining. DeMarco done against Blackwell. Lost it off his leg. It goes into the back.
It's over
court.
And back. Absolutely.
Yes, sir. Over and back. Yeah, Blackwell was bothering him, but it wasn't deflected by John.
It wasn't hit. Yeah, it was off of Dunn's foot.
12 turnovers for Penn State. The Badgers are guilty of 9. Blackwell sideline left will inbound. In the crowd, hands it back to John. Feeds Gilmore between the circles. Rotates Janicki. Back out the Gilly, whips at the crowd. Now it's Blackwell off the left wing, pushed it up in traffic. No, rebound, crowd, slam dunk. Steven Crow with the follow, and place is stopped. A timeout taken by Penn State as the Badgers have moved to within 2. 30-second timeout taken by the Nittany Lions. We'll keep it here with 10:13 remaining. Penn State 57, Wisconsin 55.
Last possession, what was the difference?
Yeah, got in the paint.
Touch the high post, and then John Blackwell, because he is, I mean, John's special. We know that. I can't emphasize it enough. But why is he special? Most players were going to sit at that wing and wait for a kick out. John realized that he had a lane that he could cut to. Mm-hmm. He cuts to it. Big Steve's got the ball at the high post. I'll take that.
Yep.
He's going to find you. If you cut, he cuts. Gets the ball, gets the front rim, misses the layup, but because the defense is forced to collapse, now all of a sudden the offense rebounding is easier. Big Steve comes in, flushes it home. You got a two-point game. You got some momentum. Now, can you get some stops on this end?
With a long way to go, Penn State has one timeout left. Greg Gard has two, and now Badgers showing like they may want to try to harass him in the backcourt a little bit. Javon Carter is now the Badgers will back off. Carter will slow jog it. Right sideline of the front court. Feeds Kona Niederhauser, who bobbles and gathers. Gives to Dunn. He'll flip to Kern, top of the circle. Moves it to Kona Niederhauser. Right elbow. Hands off to Carter. Feeding Dunn. Inside Kona Niederhauser against Gilmore. Spin move. Low on the right. Slam dunk. Yannick Kona Niederhauser makes it 59-55 Penn State. 9:45 remaining. Crow. At the free throw line, feeds Gilmore. Throws it back to Stevie. Left open. He'll try a three. Yes, sir. Steven Crow with 17 today. 59-58 Penn State.
Big time shot. Yeah, there's enough space. Let it fly.
Get the lid off that bad boy from long range. 9:25 remaining. Penn State up one and with a ball. DeMarco Dunn off the left wing to the top of the circle. He sends it to Kern. Inside Kona Niederhauser. Left of the lane. Kicks it back out to Kern, fakes the three, drives off the wing in the lane, pushed it up, no good. Rebound, Janicki. Now the Badgers can get the lead back. A pass ahead to Blackwell. John sends it to Janicki. He'll throw to Crow between the circles, rotates McGee outside left. Kamari to the baseline, takes it back out high for Gilmore, throwing to Blackwell. John right of the lane, bumps, plays on, throws it up and in from right of the lane. Blackwell gives Wisconsin the lead.
Both coaches want fouls last possession. They're letting them play.
8:45 to play, 60-59 Wisconsin. Kern, they try a back cut, pinballed away. Ball is loose, picked up by Crow. Here comes Gilmore, leaves it for Blackwell on the right side. Blackwell against Dillion, baseline right. Kicks it out, Janicki for three, left side, and it hits the right side iron and out, no good. Kern the rebound with 8:25 to play. 60-59, Wisconsin leads Penn State. Javon Carter high on the left. He'll throw to Freddie DeLeon, top of the circle. DeLeon bounces to Dunn on the right side. He'll feed Kona Niederhauser, top of the arc. Gives to DeLeon. Free throw line. Feeds Dunn. He'll try a three right of the circle. He splashed it. DeMarco Dunn with 15. 62-60 Penn State. Coming up on 8 minutes left of the Kohl Center as Blackwell gets fouled. As he crosses,
Mike Rhodes was looking for it, though. He wanted to take the foul.
Yeah.
That they were getting the call there. The only reason I don't know why you do that. I know you want to sub, right? I know you're feeling that way. But with the way that Wisconsin shoots the ball from the free throw line, you have just given them the opportunity to get there one time earlier.
And you're on the brink of the under eight.
They don't want to play.
Here's John Tanjay outside left. That's the fifth foul on Penn State, first on Dillion. Janicki outside right, 62-60 of the Nittany Lions. Here's Crowell, left elbow. Crowell, one dribble, hands off to Blackwell. Off the Crowell screen, slips it into Stevie. Low on the left, on the reverse, up no good. Got his own rebound, goes up, blocked by Conan Niederhauser. Comes down to DeMarco Dunn. Great work inside from Penn State's big man. 7.5 minutes to play. Here's Dunn right side, taking a look. One dribble, whips it left-handed to Dillion at the left point. He'll throw to Niederhauser, left elbow. Niederhauser backing on Crowell, turns, left block, pumps. Gives to Dunn, snaps off a three left corner. Good again, and DeMarco Dunn is on fire. 65-60 Penn State, 7:12 to play. Blackwell feeds Gilmore. He'll throw to Janicki on the right side. Into Crowell, inside the right elbow, out to Gilmore, fakes the three, feeds Janicki, kicks to Tanjay. John, baseline left, hanging, shooting, missing, but a foul. Tanjay will shoot two, but we'll have the under eights media timeouts. We'll take a break, 6 minutes, 58 seconds remaining. Penn State 65, Wisconsin 60. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance. Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized, then the carpenters union in 1848. The National Labor Union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Teachers are dynamic leaders shaping a new generation. They bring a variety of perspectives from diverse backgrounds, innovating how they teach to prepare students for our fast-changing world. They're skilled experts, discovering a universe of solutions, telling stories, inspiring, mentoring, connecting cultures, leading by example. Teaching is a journey that shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
6 minutes, 58 seconds remaining here at the Kohl Center in Madison. Penn State 65, Wisconsin 60. Ace Baldwin called with that foul before the media timeout. He has three fouls. Also has seven assists, and he has been a problem, as he often is, on the defensive end of the floor. John Tanjay will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Baldwin officially with three steals, but he has been his disruptive self right into the floor.
Yeah, 1 of 6 from the floor as well. So you look at what he's done, but he still has had an impact in this game.
John Tanjay looking for his first point of the second half, and he finds it, splashing the first free throw. 10 points for him here today. 65-61 Penn State. Second free throw coming up for John. Eyes the rim, sends it, hits it. And he's 5 out of 6 at the foul line. 65-62 the Nittany Lions. Here comes Ace Baldwin. Baldwin against John Blackwell. Out between the arcs. He'll feed Hicks left wing. Going to Niederhauser the screen. Now Crowell gets Hicks on the switch. A throw to Dunn. Dunn against Janicki. Now Crowell is on it. Dunn with 10 to shoot. Feeds Dillion, left side. Loops it into Niederhauser against Gilmore. Back out the Dunn. Drives the lane inside. Niederhauser slam dunk. And he has 14 today. 67-62 Penn State.
Too many straight line drives.
6 minutes and 20 seconds remaining. Here's Blackwell dribbling outside right. He'll throw to Gilmore between the arcs. Carter Gilmore gives it up to Janicki. High on the left. Again, the ball just along the perimeter here. Blackwell outside left. He's Gilmore, 8 to shoot. Gilmore into Crowell. Left block. Goes up right hand. Rolling around the rim and out. No good. Hicks the rebound for Penn State. Down to 5:55 remaining. 67-62 Penn State. Here's Baldwin throwing to Hicks left point. Feeds Dunn left wing. Dunn to the top of the arc. Gives off to DeLeon high on the right. Freddy DeLeon against John Tanjay. DeLeon right wing. Feeds Dunn, 8 to shoot. Dunn against Tanjay. Dunn hard left hand dribble down the lane. Stops, pivots, shooting, and it bounces in for DeMarco Dunn. 69-62 Penn State.
Penn State still in the zone. Just keep moving the basketball, though.
5:22 remaining. Tanjay into Janicki at the right block. And he brings it back out to the wing. Bounces to Blackwell. He'll try a three right corner. Good. A dearly needed triple for Blackwell and the Wisconsin Badgers.
Six. The ball got to the short corner.
Here's Baldwin left of the lane. 69-65 Penn State coming up on 5 minutes to play. Baldwin driving on Janicki low on the left. Turns it out. DeLeon right of the circle. Feeds Hicks left side. He'll try a three. Air ball caught by Blackwell. Underneath, and here comes John on the push. Blackwell to the line down the lane. Whistle and fouled by DeLeon
before the
ball left his hands or before he went into the shooting motion. Foul on DeLeon is his second. And that's team foul number 7. And with 4:48 to play.
Which is where we talked about taking that one with 8:01 left. Now you're in there with 4:48. So
Blackwell, an 81% free throw shooter. McGee in for Janicki now. 1-1 for Blackwell is good. He earns the bonus. 69-66 Penn State with 4 minutes and 48 seconds remaining. Second free throw for John Blackwell. On the way. Good again. 69-67. The Nittany Lions. Let's see if the Badgers can string some stops as they come to their feet here at the Kohl Center. Here's Ace Baldwin walking it through the midcourt logo. High screen Conan Niederhauser. Baldwin fans to his right. Gives it up to Hicks. Top of the circle. Rotates to Dunn. Whistle inside. They're going to get Gilmore and Niederhauser, they got tangled up there. I think Gilly was trying to campaign for a hook and a hold, but the foul's going to be on Gilmore, or either that or an elbow to the neck or whatever. But Carter didn't get that either. He just picked up the foul.
And there was a lot, and I'll be honest, I'm glad they're not reviewing it. It's there. There's a lot of contact. It's a two-point game.
With 4:31 to play, Penn State leads 69-67. Conan Niederhauser gets the inbounds pass, left of the lane into paint. Looked like he might have got away with a walkthrough up one and hit the right side iron. No good. Crowell secures ahead to Blackwell. John off the left wing, in the lane, goes to the goal, shot blocked. No goaltending called. Here comes DeMarco Dunn, left of the lane against Tanjay. Conan Niederhauser with another big-time block on that drive. Ace Baldwin at the edge of the center circle. 4:05 to play. Baldwin driving, gets fouled. And they're going to get Kamari McGee. And it's going to be his fourth. And team foul number 6, 4:02 remaining. 69-67 Penn State. It was very close on that rejection. Very close to hitting the backboard first on that drive, but they didn't call it, so you can't review it. Ace Baldwin, sideline right, will inbound. McGee sits down. Janicki back in. 4 minutes to play. Penn State up 2. Here's Dunn for 3 straight away. Good again. And DeMarco Dunn with his 4th three-point hit today. 72-67 Penn State. 3:48 remaining. John Tanjay outside right. Leads it for Blackwell. Right corner for 3. Back at you. John Blackwell with a triple, 72-70 Penn State. Here's Baldwin the other way, running into Janicki, but they say Jack did not get there in time. He is called for the block, and the Wisconsin bench reacting the way you think it might after an either-or call goes against the Badgers. We got a break in the action, the under-4 media timeout. Down to the wire we go. 3:36 to play. Penn State 72, Wisconsin 70. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Save big money on your next painting project at Menards. Get a paint that combines gorgeous color and durability. Dutch Boys Platinum Plus is a paint and primer with a protective finish that guards against scuffs, spills, and stains. Refresh your home today with Dutch Boy paint. Get a gallon on sale now through March 9th. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
The countdown to savings is on at Clary Building Corp. Get the best prices of the year right now at any Clary location or contact us for a free consultation on the building you have been dreaming about. Clary has a building for every stage of your life. Visit clarybuilding.com today to see all of the amazing building options we offer. Don't let the clock run out for big savings.
Elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
DeMarco Dunn came in shooting 43% from three over his last 13 games. He's on fire today, 4 of 5 from three, 9 of 11 overall, a game-high 23 points. And with 3 minutes and 36 seconds remaining at the Kohl Center in Madison, Penn State leads Wisconsin 72-70. A foul, by the way, on Jack Janicki going into the media timeout is his fourth. And the team's seventh, so both teams are in the bonus. So Janicki stays in the game. Kamari McGee has four. He remains on the bench. So joining Janicki are Blackwell, Gilmore, Tanjay, and Crowell. And Freddie DeLeon, a 70% free throw shooter at the line for a 1-1.
We talked about why this game is so important. Double bye is what you're trying to play for. And, you know, set your playing on Friday instead of a Thursday. You're down by two at 3:36. Go get it.
Freddie DeLeon, 5 points here this afternoon. Front end of the 1-1. It rattles through. Two timeouts available for Wisconsin, one for Penn State. Wisconsin has the possession arrow. Penn State has a three-point lead. Freddie DeLeon with the second free throw. It is on the way, and it's good. 74-70, Penn State. Inbounds pass to Blackwell. DeLeon picks him up. Three-quarter pressure, 2-2-1. Jack Janicki sizes it up, breaks the midstripe on the right side. Throwing to Crowell, right block, turns, goes up. Back rim, no good. The rebound to Hicks. 3:20 to play, 74-70, Penn State. Baldwin out high, takes it out high on the right. A soft bounce inside, low on the right, and finishing is done. He has 25. 76-70, Penn State, 3:05 remaining. Blackwell leaves it for Gilmore, throwing to Janicki on the left wing. Janicki flips to Tanjay, fakes the three, right of the lane, a step back, tough three. That's off the back of the rim, no good. And the rebound to Zach Hicks of Penn State, and chopping at it was Carter Gilmore, is called for the foul. That was just like a frustration shot there from John Tanjay. Continues to really struggle with his shot here these last few games. 2:46 remaining, 76-70, Penn State leading Wisconsin.
So yes, he's continuing to, you know, struggle a little bit, but that last shot, just that's why you're struggling right now.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's just not a good shot. And I get the frustration, but with 2:46, you're only down six.
Zach Hicks with the 1-1, and he'll earn the bonus. As he hits the first, make it 77-70. Penn State with 2:46 remaining. Hicks, an 80% free throw shooter. Second attempt is short. Rebound Tanjay for Wisconsin. And here comes John up the floor for the Badgers. Penn State still hassling in the backcourt. John gets it to the front court. 2:35 to play. Blackwell high on the left. John out between the circles. Gives it to Tanjay, right side. Tanjay loops at the crowd. He'll catch. Baseline right, skips it to McGee. Left corner, shot fake, drives baseline left. Tough reverse layup, no, but he drew the foul. And McGee will go to the foul line with 2:21 to play. Badgers down 7.
But that, I've said it for the whole second half. Those are the drives and attacks. Shot fake, look, it's amazing. But against zone, ball fakes, shot fakes. That's how you create the advantage. Once you create that advantage, you've won against the zone. There hasn't been enough of that to be able to put pressure on the rim.
They get Yannick Konen-Niederhauser with his third foul. There's Kamari McGee shooting 2, and he missed the first. 10 points for Kamari, and they came early in this game. McGee better than 84% at the foul line. Not a ton of attempts now. 27-33 for the season, but he's been very good at the line, but he missed the first. Second one coming on the way, and that's good. Sometimes it gets too quiet in a building.
Well, it does. We have not seen, we've seen Nolan Winter for a little bit, but we've seen him kind of try, but he has not really come back and had that since that he left with that shoulder.
Janicki in for Crow as the Badgers go smaller as Hicks will inbound to Ace Baldwin. Baldwin with 2:18 to play, 77-71 Penn State. Baldwin across the mid-stripe on the right side. Hicks the high screen. Baldwin still pounds the dribble. Out between the arcs against Janicki with 15 to shoot, 2:05 to play. Hicks going to Dilley on the left side. Swoops off the wing, steps back, left elbow jumper. No good. Rebound, Konen-Niederhauser, and he gets fouled inside. And again, the Badgers with that smaller lineup. That is a tough deal there as Carter Gilmore picks up his third foul, and that is team foul number 9.
And that's why I brought up we haven't seen Nolan, because we've really seen that growth from him. Now, Big Steve comes back in, but that's a lineup where I would have expected Nolan Winter in the game.
Yep.
And just, I don't think, it's quite all there. What I should say is an upper body injury.
13 points, 10 rebounds for Yannick Konen-Niederhauser. This is a 1-1. Front end is no good. Rebound, Crow. 1:57 to play, 77-71 Penn State. Here's Blackwell, left sideline to the front court. High screen crowd. Blackwell took a look, turned it down, flips to Tanjay. John off the left wing, darts to Janicki. John right of the circle. Kills the dribble, leaves it for Tanjay. 13 to shoot, 1:40 to play. Blackwell top of the circle. He'll snap off a 3. Off the rim short. Long rebound, Baldwin and Blackwell collide. It's out of bounds, and they'll get the foul on John Blackwell. That'll be his third with a minute 34 remaining. And that's team foul number 10, so Penn State is in the double bonus. 77-71, the Nittany Lions. And Ace Baldwin, quiet in terms of his scoring, but he has 9 assists in this game, 5 rebounds, 3 steals. He shoots 2, and he is good with the first.
Wisconsin, 3 of 13 from 3 in the second half.
Mm-hmm. 10 of 30 for the game, 78-71 Penn State with a minute 34 to play. Second free throw is short. Blackwell the rebound. Coming up on the final 90 seconds, Badgers down 7. Here's Tanjay. John left of the lane, stops mid post, floats it up, missed off the right side iron. Rebound, Zach Hicks. And now Baldwin in the backcourt against Janicki. It's by Jack across half court for DeMarco Dunn. And Penn State in a position to all but close this one out. Leading by 7 with a minute 10 to play. Badgers playing this through. Baldwin just holds it. Down to 10 on the shot clock. Now Baldwin puts it on the deck. Outside right, 1 minute to play, 5 to shoot. A throw to Hicks. Bobbles gets there off the right wing. Reverse layup, no, but a foul with 56.4 seconds remaining. And with 56.4 seconds to play, 2 more free throws. Coming up for Penn State as John Blackwell picks up his 4th foul. And Zach Hicks is back to the free throw line. 78-71 Penn State as Hicks will make the first free throw.
And you look at this, again, offensively struggles, but defensively that second half, and give up 44 now, 45.
Yeah.
That's that's where you're going to look, because it also allowed Penn State to get into what? The 2-2-1 and into the zone more.
Here's Tanjay with the Badgers down 9. Blackwell to the line, down the lane, goes to the rim, missed the shot, and a foul is called. As Blackwell will earn free throws, Mike Rhodes looking for the offensive foul. Didn't get that. 48.2 seconds to play. 80-71, Penn State. Well, the Badgers got the help they were looking for last night, but they're not helping themselves here today as Blackwell hits the first free throw. Carter Gilmore will come back in, replacing Crowell. 48.2 seconds remaining. 80-72, Penn State. Second free throw coming up for Blackwell. Another good performance for him as he hits the second. Badgers put the press on, down 7. Inbounding it, McGee trying to knock it away. Baldwin gathers, he'll throw it over to Freddie DeLeon, feeds Deerhauser back to DeLeon, lays it up and in as Penn State just carved that up. 82-73, Penn State, 40 seconds left. Now Blackwell gets fouled by Hicks with 39.1 seconds to play. And Tanjay, and John Tanjay will go to the line for two.
And Wisconsin hasn't scored in the last 3 minutes. That being said, I know you're down 9. Crazier things can happen, but if you're going to do it, you got to do it by getting to the free throw line. That's what they've done, at least.
First free throw for Tanjay is good. 12 points for John, all at the free throw line, or make that all three of his points in the second half at the free throw line. 82-74 Penn State. Second free throw for Tanjay is good. 82-75, 39 seconds to play. They get it into Baldwin quickly. McGee trying to rip it away. A pass out to DeLeon, who got by Tanjay. DeLeon lobs. Niederhauser sends it down hard. 84-75 Penn State, down to 30 seconds remaining. Jack Janicki outside right feeds Tanjay. Splits two defenders, John. Low on the right, banked it, missed it. Niederhauser, the rebound, knocked away. Hicks will gather, and he's fouled with 18.9 to play. And the Penn State Nittany Lions, a team that will not qualify for the Big Ten tournament, is rolling into the Kohl Center and ruining senior day for the Wisconsin Badgers. Got to give them credit.
Well, I talked about it, you know, before the game started. I said, do they have their plane tickets bought for spring break, or do they going to play? Well, I don't think they bought any plane tickets.
No, they did
answer
not.
That question.
Yep, that's
where you got to give them credit. And we heard Mike Rhodes talk about, hey, I don't think it's fair that every team doesn't get a chance to play. Mm-hmm. We've heard that dialogue. And, the best way to follow up when your coach has your back is go play as hard as you can, and that's exactly what they've done.
First free throw is good for Hicks. Penn State about to do something that no Penn State team has done. And that's win at the Kohl Center. They were 0-19 coming into this game. Hicks makes both free throws. 86-75 Penn State with 18 seconds remaining. Here's Kamari McGee outside left. He'll let fly a three on the wing, and that's an air ball caught by Hicks. Ahead to DeLeon. Uncontested dunk if he wants it, but he turns it down. He'll dribble out the clock, and the Penn State Nittany Lions will win in Madison for the first time in 30 years. It's over at the Kohl Center. Well, the Badgers started out so hot offensively. Led by 13 at 40-27, Penn State had an 8-point run to end the half. And then Penn State just hit Wisconsin in the face in the second half, putting 51
on
the board.
That's the number. That's where it was. And we talked about it. You saw this coming. It was on the defensive end because they were able to score the basketball at the rate they scored it. It allowed them to get in the 2-2-1 zone and then fall back into the zone. And Wisconsin just didn't have enough ball movement to be able to capitalize on that zone. And because of that, now you're sitting here and you're going to end up playing on Thursday in the Big Ten tournament.
Yeah, it stings, but they have the conference tournament ahead of them. And then the
You'd rather have this here.
Yeah, have it now.
You'd rather have this one right now, tonight, than, in the Big Ten tournament or even the NCAA tournament.
Well, obviously things to work on, and then also storylines here involving Max Klesman hopefully getting back, and then Nolan Winter, a big storyline there with that upper body injury there in this game, and we saw him get very limited time when he tried to come back from that. So a tough one here for the Badgers in their home finale as Penn State wins it 86-75. We'll be back with the Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Governor Tony Evers has released his budget, calling this the most pro-kid budget in state history. This is now the fourth time that Evers has put forth a budget proposal, and the three prior were all met with a similar fate. Republicans in the legislature rejected it entirely. Again this year, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss called the budget dead on arrival. To a certain extent, this is what we've come to expect from this era of divided government in Wisconsin. In previous years, Evers has eventually signed Republican-authored budgets and used his line-item veto powers to make certain changes. But could he play hardball this time around and threaten to veto the entire budget? Is there anything in this pro-kid budget that has to be there? Things like education funding, or clean water protections, or Medicaid expansion? With everything going on in Washington, now might be the right time for Evers to fight for these proposals and fight for Wisconsinites in any way he can.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
You wanted to be cool, which led you to smoking, which led to a pack a day. Then you met that special someone, which led to starting a life with them, which led to wanting to live longer, which led to quitting. Then you heard you may be at risk for lung cancer, which led you to getting a low-dose CT scan. If you smoked, get scanned. Talk to your doctor and learn more at savedbythescan.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Did you know that 9 out of 10 Americans are sick of the divisions in our country? But there's one small step we can take to remember that we're still connected. All over America, strangers with different political views are coming together to talk about their lives, not politics, and discovering they actually have a lot in common. Because even if we don't see eye to eye, we can still talk heart to heart. So let's talk for a change. Learn more at takeonesmallstep.org.
Initiative and the Ad Council.
Badger Basketball has been brought to you by your Wisconsin Ford dealers, inviting you to visit your Wisconsin Ford store or buy FordNow.com. Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. And by UW Health Sports Medicine. Treating the Badgers, treating you. Visit uwsportsmedicine.org. Welcome to the Badger Post Game Show.
Let's get some housekeeping cleared off the deck here as we pick today's Old Dominion Best in the Game, brought to you by Old Dominion Freight Line. Old Dominion Freight Line works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to be the official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics. His final home appearance, Stephen Crow with 19 points here this afternoon, 4 rebounds, 8 of 15 from the floor. Bittersweet day for Crow, the seniors, and the Badgers, though, as they lose to Penn State 86-75. You got to dust yourself off, but you're going to be ended up playing a day earlier than you thought or hoped in the Big Ten tournament next week.
And this one is frustrating. The Oregon one was a snowball effect. This one you saw coming early on, and the adjustments that need to be made to get to the paint just didn't happen fast enough. So that's the offensive side. But the defense is, and they were 7 of 20 from layups.
Yeah.
Right? Again, right? That's now been about three games in a row where finishing around the rim just hasn't been to the level that you needed to be at.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's the offensive side. I thought when they did get it, they missed some layups. Now, credit Penn State. They used their length to make some of those layups hard. It wasn't like they were just point-blank layups, but they're still layups. But you look at the second half box score, and you look at how many points they put up, 51. Now, yeah.
defense that has steadily improved throughout
better.
The course of the season.
There's no question.
Yeah.
And to me, that's the area that I look at, and it was points in the paint, 38-26. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't like, I know Dunn got off a little bit. He's 3 of 4 in the second half from three, made some pretty tough shots even when that happened. But Penn State was still only 6 of 11 from 3. Mm-hmm. This was coming at the rim. And I think that, to me, is what I look at. I said they had 38 of them, 24 of them in the second half.
Yeah.
That's the area. We can talk offense. We can talk about not making shots. We can talk about, you know, the second half as far as what Wisconsin did from three. You know, that doesn't matter. To me, it's got to be fixed. Points in the paint, it's got to be tougher. Second half, Wisconsin three, they were only 3 of 14 from three. But you got to be able to weather that somewhat.
Yeah, which we have seen them do.
Absolutely.
In a couple of games in this stretch. They continue to be cold from there, but this was just a game where Penn State came in and just flat out carved them up for at the end of the first half and on into the second. DeMarco Dunn was nearly perfect today. 25 points, 10 of 12 from the field, 4 of 5 from the three-point line. This is the Wisconsin Floor Dealers postgame show as Penn State defeats Wisconsin here this afternoon, 86-75. We'll have more as our postgame coverage continues. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Wisconsin is known for some pretty great things, like football, food, and family. At Jones Dairy Farm, we're proud to be a Wisconsin company, one that's